Smiley. Upside down smiley. Rainbow. Whale. Pink heart. Shrug. Today we're discovering new emojis and sharing our favorites. I'm Bethany Van Delft. It's Saturday, January 15th, and this is no ordinary episode of the 10 News. This is the 10 News Gets Extra.
10,
9,
8,
7,
6,
5,
4,
3,
2, 1.
We've been waiting patiently, and now we're finally getting to see brand new emojis in action. 117 new designs, to be exact, are being rolled out in the latest emoji update, including 16 handshake combinations, a face with one eye peeking, and 6 sets of hands making a heart. Aww. These new emojis represent different genders, races, and identities, with more skin tones for emoji royalty, gender-neutral dancer emojis, and emojis for pregnant non-binary people and trans men. Bravo, emojis. This update brings the total number of emojis to 3,633, and they're used by 90% of people worldwide. That makes emojis the fastest growing language of all time.
No way!
Here to tell us more about the world of emojis is Jennifer Daniels. She spoke to our executive producer, Tracy Kaplan, about Unicode Consortium, the nonprofit that creates software standards across the world to help make sure our favorite emojis look pretty much the same on all apps, websites, and devices.
Welcome. Thank you for joining us today on the 10 News. We're really excited to have you here. I'd love for you to explain to our listeners what exactly is the Unicode Consortium and who's on it.
So Unicode is a volunteer-based organization, and they're responsible for encoding the world's languages. Basically, they're the reason that if you send a message in Hindi from one device, the person you're sending it to can read it in Hindi. Before Unicode existed, that was a real problem. People couldn't communicate in their native tongues around the world. So think of it this way, right? Every letter on the screen that you read, whether it be a tablet or a computer or a phone or anything that's in a digital space, every letter is assigned a code point. So if you send someone facepalm emoji, the code point for facepalm is U1F926, right? So emoji, even though they look like pictures, are really a font. And that's why they sit next to words, is because they operate like letters. And they are interchangeable with how you text or communicate online. So like I mentioned, Unicode is volunteer-based, right? So it's a small group of people who can kind of offer their work for free and do this work. But what we try to do is surround ourselves by experts. So people who understand how people communicate, or maybe they have a certain expertise in, I'm talking to a doctor recently, a cardiovascular surgeon, around the anatomical heart and lungs and a new emoji for x-ray. So we try to surround ourselves by people who really understand the subject matter quite a bit when making decisions around what is useful, what will be used a lot, what is currently being used a lot before we add it, which is why it takes almost 2 years to add an emoji. It takes a really long time because we're vetting it fairly thoroughly.
So what I really want to know is when the consortium makes a decision, those emojis are forever, right?
So it's true. Emoji, once they're added, are there forever, which is really interesting if you think about it, right? Because language is flexible and fluid and transient and morphable, and emoji are not. Emoji stand still.
So can you share a little bit about how emojis are actually designed?
Yes. So, you know, after the consortium makes their list of recommendations and they become code points and emoji, it's up to designers to get involved. And the first step is we take a look at the image in the proposal. So anyone can propose an emoji, and we try to see what was the intent of the person who proposed it in the first place. Then the next step is we confer with subject matter experts, right? There's nothing that doesn't have a subject matter expert, whether it be the knot emoji. We talk to people who are experts in tying knots. Or if it's an anatomical heart or lungs, we talk to doctors. If it's a boomerang, we talk to people who have made boomerangs. And we try to get a sense of, is this emoji authentic? So like a good example of that might even be the boomerang emoji. And in an earlier version of our design, the angle of the boomerang was more around 90 degrees. And when we showed it to someone who was familiar with boomerangs, they were like, oh no, that if a boomerang was at that angle, it would never come back to you because of the way that, you know, the precision of the torque and the angularity and the velocity, it wouldn't be a boomerang. And so we had to change the angles.
It's been really wonderful to see kind of the expansion of skin color and having more gender representation. How has the Unicode Consortium played a role in that? And what's coming next in that space?
We're trying to identify globally relevant concepts. When there are as many genders as there are people in the world, as many foods as there are ingredients on the planet, and a variety of objects that are really only limited by your imagination, every addition to the emoji keyboard is at risk of creating zones of exclusion without consciously trying. So the best we can do is to ensure emoji continue to be as broad and as flexible and as fluid as possible, just like language and just like people.
Okay, for all of our listeners at home who love using emojis and filling up their parents' text chats with emojis, how could they learn more?
You could go to unicode.org is all the information around what Unicode does, and that's everything from every language they support, including emoji. And really, the internet is just, you know, there's everyone's an emoji expert. Everyone's an emoji historian, so you'll find lots of people talking about it. Just use them. You know, if you really want to understand something, I would just say just use it and you can come to your own conclusion.
Okay, last question and we'll let you go. How do you rate our use of emojis on the 10 News?
Oh, I love it. I love it. I think they, you know, they give you some sense of curiosity. I'm like, what is today's episode going to be about? I think I know. There's a nose. What does a nose mean? Is it a pun or is it literally smelling? So I think it's great. I love how you guys use them.
Thanks, Tracy and Jennifer. Tenors, do you have an idea for a new emoji? We'd love to see it. Send a picture of your design to hello@the10news.com and share whatever else you'd like. Did you know that there's an emoji translation of the famous book Moby Dick?
Wow!
Herman Melville's story about a crazed sea captain chasing a whale was translated by Fred Benenson from English to emojis. And he named his adaptation Emoji Dick. Haha, that's awesome. All right, it's time for...
What?
What?
What's the big idea?
Trivia on the 10. People use emojis to represent moods, feelings, and style. But what emoji was once crowned Word of the Year? Was it A, laughing with tears emoji, B, red heart emoji, or C, poo emoji? Did you guess it? The answer is A. Oxford Dictionary declared the laughing with tears emoji, also known as face with tears of joy, laughing emoji, and laughing tears emoji, Word of the Year in 2015. It was the first time emoji was given that honor, showing that emojis have changed how we communicate. That same crying laughing emoji is one of the most popular. It ranked as the number one emoji on Twitter in 2020. I can totally understand that. 2020, am I right? Whew! What emoji do you use the most? Let us know. Let me tell you how. Put your favorite emoji in a review on whatever podcast app you're using to listen to the 10 News. Time's up. But before we go, here's a quick note for the grown-ups. Thanks for listening to the 10 News. Look out for our new episodes on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and extras on Saturdays. The 10 News is a co-production of Small But Mighty Media and Next Chapter Podcast and is distributed by iHeartRadio. The 10 News creative team is communicating using emojis and includes Tracy Crooks, Pete Musto, Adam Bernard, Tessa Flannery, and Natalie Alonzo. Our production director is Jeremiah Tittle. Our executive producers are Donald Albright and show creator Tracy Leeds Kaplan. I'm Bethany Van Delft, and thanks for listening to the 10 News. Person talking emoji. Soon with an arrow over it emoji. Light brown hand waving emoji. Talk to you soon. Bye.